It is Hanukkah. Like most holidays, it means tradition, religion, family, and food. We focus on that tasty part during Veronica's Eats.
If you're not familiar with traditional Jewish food, Shannon, a server at Kornblatt's on Northwest 23rd in Portland, breaks it all down for us.
Latkes are a deep-fried potato-carrot mixture. So traditionally, they're served with sour cream and applesauce. They're just a little potato pancake. They're delicious.
You guys get more requests for them during Hanukkah?
Yes. We actually are continuously making them every day during Hanukkah. And we are bumping up the Hanukkah menu. You know, blintzes, latkes, things like that. We have Nova Lux. We have whitefish salad. These are all things that people go for.
Well, Nova Lux? Tell me what that is.
Nova Lux is it is salmon from Nova Scotia.
Ooh,
and
that
so
sounds
it's
good.
It's smoked salmon that is traditionally put on the lox plate. It's very good.
You mentioned blintzes, which sound delicious.
It is a sweet dish. It's kind of a little tiny rolled up, almost like a crepe, but thicker. It is filled with mascarpone cheese. It's a very mild cheese, and we serve that with sour cream and preserves.
Oh, that sounds so good.
It's a breakfast dish. Mm. It is very good. You can do it for breakfast. You can do it for dessert.
What was the other thing that you mentioned?
Whitefish salad is another staple, and it is just a combination of everything whitefish, and it's just a mayonnaise-based spread. And then another thing that we do only during the Hanukkah season is the noodle kugel. We make that homemade, and that is almost like it's wheat noodle casserole.
And you can't get much more traditional than the Jewish braided bread called challah. Rich Meyer, owner of the Challah Man, makes it year-round but sees a lot more demand this time of year.
Challah is traditionally eaten on Friday night for Shabbat, the Jewish Sabbath, and on other holidays. It's usually braided. There's no specific recipe for challah. People have their own adaptations. So mine has eggs and another secret ingredient to make it extra tasty.
So this time of the year, all of a sudden, I would imagine a bakery or a restaurant who makes Jewish food all of a sudden becomes even more popular than you were before, right?
Around Hanukkah, people love to eat latkes and sufganiyot. Latkes are potato pancakes, and sufganiyot are jelly donuts. Both of those are fried foods, which are in keeping with the theme of the holiday, of the miracle of the oil for Hanukkah. So there's a tradition of eating some oily foods during the holiday.
And because this is Portland, there's a vegan Jewish deli. Justin King is the owner.
You know, I grew up in a traditional, like, New York Jewish household, you know, eating all this stuff. But I happen to be plant-based, and, you know, I wanted to make accessible, like, the type of food that I grew up eating.
Right. So tell me some of the foods that you make.
So we do a vegan take on lox, which is, you know, normally smoked salmon. We also do a vegan whitefish made of hearts of palm, marinated hearts of palm. Those are pretty popular items in our shop and also in just in regular, you know, Jewish delis. So everything's vegan. But we have a Reuben, which is made obviously with vegan corned beef, sauerkraut, Swiss, Russian dressing, marble rye. We do egg and cheese and bacon bagels. The egg is made of mung bean. You know, we have tuna made of chickpea, egg salad made of tofu. And so we're doing all the traditional deli dishes. We also do latkes, kugel, which is like a semi-sweet noodle dish, or like a casserole. Matzo ball soup is one of our best-selling items. The sufganiyot, the donuts. Thank you. We always have challah every day, too.